Natasha! Natasha Bedingfield, I'd like to bend your feet, you fucking cunt. God makes me love you and rape you until you cry out for your brother who used to do incestual things when he was a child. Oh, you fucking bitch, Natasha. Natasha, Natasha Bedingfield, I'm gonna come to you on night. I'm gonna cut off all your hair so that you're a little blonde girl running around who's all baldy and crying to people, saying, Jim, come take cut my hair. People always say, hey, fuck you, you fucking bitch, you fucking deserve this. Oh, Natasha, Natasha Bedingfield. Why do you do these things, Natasha? You had to go and have a career of your own, didn't you? You couldn't just let your brother have all the fucking limelight. You have to come around and have to go and be bigger than him and drive him into near poverty because his whole musical career was then spent fucking apologizing for yours. Not that I really fucking like Daniel Bedingfield. I think he's a prick as well. Fucking Daniel Bedingfield. What the fuck is that? What the fuck am I here? Fucking Christian, you cunty bitch. I'm going to fucking come to your fucking church where you and your gay brother do your little fucking gospel songs every week. And I'm gonna lock the doors, pour some petrol, and set that fucking church on fire. You're all burnt to fucking death in it, you cunty sow. Oh, you are an evil whore. I think that I feel it out with you. You are a neo-Nazi. A neo-Nazi who's all about the evil things. All about the goodness, cause that's the way the neo-Nazis work. They pretend to be our friend, and then they fucking turn out that they're not really our friend. I mean, you see, you are an Aryan girl, aren't you? Your fucking calmness and your fucking musical ability, your fucking blonde hair, and your fucking stupid fucking brother.